This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And last night, Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp all went down for 6 hours. So we're finding out more.
I mean, it is what it says on the tin, right? So essentially, Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, all of whom are owned by Facebook, more on this later, were down for nearly 6 hours. And the website monitoring group Down Detector said it was the largest such failure it had ever seen, with 10.6 million problem reports globally. And for what it's worth, Facebook, after they were done, I assume, panicking, kind of announced in an official blog post that the reason for this was configuration changes on the backbone routers that coordinate network traffic between our data centers, causing issues that interrupted this communication. This disruption had a cascading effect on the way our data centers communicate, bringing our services to a halt. So in other words, it was a DNS issue.
Oh, is that all? So clear. I so understand clear. Now.
Well, I mean, it was on a blog, Sharmila. I don't know what else you're expecting. But this, I mean, had... We're going to get into the impact of it on us, I suppose, the users, in a bit. But in terms of how it affected Facebook, this is also coming at a time when it's a day after 60 Minutes in the United States aired an interview with a whistleblower who had actually released a whole bunch of documents and also accused the company of, and I quote, betraying democracy. And so with the outage, with this interview, Facebook shares fell nearly 5% on Monday.
So this isn't the first time we've seen these sorts of outages with Facebook's slash WhatsApp or Instagram, right? So in 2019, there was an outage and that lasted for about an hour, even though the fallout disruption from that was for nearly 14 hours. That affected 2.3 billion users. And in 2008, there was a bug that knocked Facebook offline for about a whole day. All of which to say, I think we're becoming increasingly reliant on these apps and these platforms. And it got me thinking, I mean, admittedly for us, it happened at night. I think about 11 o'clock
11-ish,
last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if that had happened during a working day, especially given the number of people now who are working from home, 6 hours of not being able to access your WhatsApp for many people could mean a lot. It could mean a huge disruption in ease of communication.
Yes, our team would have struggled. I mean, a lot of our work communications happened there. I was thinking about that also because, of course, this is coming at a time where communication apps are more important than ever, or after 2 years in which communication apps have been really the only way for people to get in touch with their families abroad, with their loved ones. And the other thing about it is, so yes, Facebook shares dropped, but then I'm thinking also about the people who rely on social media for their business, because I think it's very tempting when you hear about social media to immediately make the wisecrack of, well, we're all addicted anyway, this is good for us, or yeah, who needs social media, get out there and smell the flowers, or you know, whatever variant of that you want. But the thing about it is that perhaps the term social media is misleading in this sense, because a lot of small businesses live and breathe on Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. They use it to display their catalog. They use it to get in touch with customers. They use it to show, in some cases, a portfolio of other things they've done, what is available for you to order. The point being that because a lot of businesses rely on these apps for business, I think the vulnerability of it is quite worrying, because what happens if it's compromised? I mean, this is 6 hours, fine. And at night for us, fine. But who is to say?
And also because you don't actually know that it's 6 hours, right? You don't know if it's going to be a day. You don't know if it's going to be 4 days. And usually when there's a statement, again, I mean, you read that out, the average person doesn't really understand what's happening there. So yes, on the one hand, perhaps at this point, not a huge deal. But on the other hand, a potentially anxiety-causing event. Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp went down last night. We'd like to hear from you. Were you affected by this? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by lawyer Fung Cheng Leong to talk us through this a little bit more. Cheng Leong, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, everybody.
So, were you affected by the outage last night?
Oh, well, actually, I was not affected. I didn't realize it was down until this morning when I checked my phone at 8 something. and I started getting messages on Telegram, and they were telling me, hey, my WhatsApp is down. You're gonna do something on me. So through Telegram. But I think it didn't affect many Malaysians much because it's middle of night. Most of us are asleep. Perhaps a few people were affected.
So all three apps were down for nearly 6 hours. And like you said, for us, maybe not so bad because it was late at night. Most of us would have missed it. But Facebook did come out with an explanation for the outage. We read it out earlier. I understood about 10% of it. It was quite technical and not very detailed. Could you help us break down what it meant?
Okay, I'll try. First of all, Facebook, they has about 17 data centers around the world. So US has a lot and Singapore has one. So in Singapore's data center is about 170,000 square meters. So if you convert it, there's about 42 acres of land. And there's a lot of durian trees there. But the one in Singapore is a large multi-story building. So you're looking at a couple of 10, 20 story building with a lot of wires and so on and so forth. And of course, the data center is to store data. Basically, the further you are, it takes a bit longer for data to travel to you. So if a person, let's say that you're basically, if you're nearer to a data center, the faster you get information. But when you talk about faster, probably millisecond, but sometimes second or something like that. But you know, it spoils the entire enjoyment of going through, you know, the apps and so on and so forth. So now Facebook has about, you know, as I said, 17 of this data center, and they need to talk to each other. And for example, let's say a person in the US inputs a data in on Facebook, that data has to travel to Singapore so that the person in the South Asia could access the data quickly. And now you have 17 of these data centers all connected to each other. And there's some, of course, very complicated communication and configuration to be done to ensure they all synchronize, you know, for example. And of course, there are other types of various configuration you need to be done. Of course, what is the configuration that they have caused the error? That one we do not know. Whether it is a configuration due to the, you know, to connect both or all these data, all these data centers, I am not sure as well, because again, there's not much information that is being put out by Facebook. It is, of course, easier if Facebook put in a real life scenario. For example, a lot of information are normally converted, you know, some technical information are converted into very layman style. For example, they were equated to a postal system. So if you're going to send a letter and the letter goes here, you know, everybody has the same, you know, all sort of things that. But here, Facebook just gave a very, basically, it looks like the engineer has typed in the response and the PR just copied and pasted it there without, you know, telling everybody how and what and why has this happened.
So there has been a lot of criticism on the lack of information released by Facebook following not just this outage, but even the previous ones, right? Do you think we need more transparency from tech giants?
Definitely, especially for us Malaysians. All the outages that happened, all the platforms we rely on them quite a lot. I think Facebook owes us a public duty to explain to us the transparency and you know, what is happening, and you know, some more support. I realize that, you know, as Malaysians, although they're one of the biggest users, the support we get from Facebook in terms of users support is not much. For example, you file a complaint against a certain posting on Facebook. For you to get a response from Facebook on that posting, it could sometimes take days. But you know, whatever harm that is done through that posting has really, you know, been caused.
Now, the incident has also led to people questioning once again the risks of having one company monopolizing so many platforms. You know, they didn't used to own Instagram, they didn't used to own WhatsApp. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's very troubling, especially for us Malaysians who use, you know, heavily on Facebook services. Well, they basically control the data of all Malaysians here. So let's fast forward, you know, 20 years from now. Our future leaders would have been user of one of Facebook services. And, you know, whatever information, you know, whatever naughty things they have done, you know, whatever things they have done, basically everything, where they've been, what they have said, who they talk to, everything is in Facebook's possession. So whether there's any retention policy, for example, if I've been a user more than 10 years, they will delete it off. No, they still keep it. The position taken by Facebook is, so long you're a user, we will keep it forever. Even if you pass away, we'll just keep the data there and we'll say it's a memorial page. So I think this is, again, it's very troubling. And it's not easy to just to say that I'm going to move platform, I'm going to go to another platform and move to Telegram and I'm going to say. But the problem is, it's like, you know, you go there, but there's no one else there. And it's a very crowd control type of settings when it comes to social media.
In your opinion, does this sort of tech malfunction point to a larger vulnerability within our digital ecosystem?
Certainly, especially when our whole ecosystem, even the business, especially when you talk about instant messaging, most of our instant messaging services are using Facebook services. Now we are moving, some of us are moving to Telegram, but when there's a large text malfunction, like for example, a longer period, let's say 24 hours of no messaging, lots of people, lots of businesses, the entire country like Malaysia, the whole all businesses, may shut down. I'm sure that our political leaders also have a WhatsApp group and where they all talk and discuss. And if that ad falls apart, then basically there's, probably the cabinet doesn't move from there. So perhaps we should consider other forms of platforms in the future. Or we have our own.
So, you mentioned that it's not that simple to move away, and I agree. I think a lot of us are quite locked in, at least for now, into these apps. But have you personally shifted away from Facebook's ecosystem? I mean, you mentioned Telegram at the start.
Yes, but Telegram is more for a secondary platform for communication. For example, when I want to engage a bigger audience, there's a Telegram group, more than 256 people or more. But to move to Telegram, it is still a very quiet place there, and only certain people are there. So unfortunately, the whole our business in Malaysia is still very much a WhatsApp-based instant messaging platform. Even for Facebook messaging, Instagram messaging, still not big. It is still WhatsApp is still the biggest for us.
Cheng Leung, we just have a couple of minutes, but what can we learn from yesterday's outage?
I guess it's not to rely on Facebook entirely. Have a secondary instant messaging platform. Telegram is one of the recommended ones, apparently due to their encryption and the privacy. And I guess there's still always TikTok if you want entertainment. But again, I would only stress that we are all must not park our data in one place. If you want to, for example, if you're going to share your picture, if you're going to have, let's say, Gmail, for example, as your email account, and you do not want to park your personal information in your Gmail account. You may want to move it to, let's say, Dropbox. And if you have, basically, you do not want the tech giant to have everything. They may have a certain part of your life, but not that certain part of your life. So that is my advice to everybody. Basically, just split whatever data you have into several platforms, not to be concentrated in one single platform.
Cheng Leung, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That was lawyer Fung Cheng Leung speaking to us about the outage yesterday of Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. We're getting lots of messages on those already, but do share your thoughts with us. Did they affect you? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.